Okay, today is Me'ilah Daf Tes. We're actually on Me'ilah Daf Tes. We're on the fourth line from the top where it says Masad Avod Shmuel. But so just to recap for a minute, there was a machloket yesterday in the Gemara what Rav said, whether or not Mitui on the Chatas Ha'ov is Ma'akev or not. If Huna said that Rav said it's not Ma'akev, it's something you could do, but you don't have to do it. Again, Mitui was the squeezing after you squeezed the bird, the pressing against the wall of the Mizbeach. Rav Huna said that Rav said it's not Ma'akev, and who's the other one? And Rav Adda Bar Ava said that it is Ma'akev, that Rav said it's Ma'akev. And therefore, if it's Ma'akev, it changes everything. A pickle by then, and Me'ila. Okay, so Masav. Now, having said that, Masav Avud the Shmuel l'Rav Huna. So now we're going to answer Kasha on Rav Huna, who said it is not Ma'akev. We have a Brisa that says like this. It's actually a Mishnah in Zvachim. It says Echad Chata Ta'ov, the Echad Ola Ta'ov, whether it's a Chata Ta'ov or an Ola Ta'ov, Shemalkan, that you did the Malika, Umitza Daman. And then you did the mitzah, right? Chutzlim koman. If you had a bad machshava, chutzlim koman, pasul ve'ein bo karis. Right? It's pasul, but there's no karis for that. Why? Because there's never karis for chutzlim makom. Right? However, chutzlim man, if you had a machshava to do something chutzlim man, piggle, that's piggle, v'chayav en olav karis. And you chayav karis. Anyway, katani mihas, anyway, what did it say there? It said mitzah dama. Right? The Mishnah, Mitzah Daman. What does that mean? That means you can have a pickled thought during the Mitzah? Obviously, it's Ma'akev. Right, but Rav Huna said it wasn't Ma'akev. That could you have a pickled thought on something not Ma'akev? How could that be possible? Right? Right? So what do you see from here? Mitzah must be Ma'akev. Okay? Kasha Rav Huna. So my answer is, who most of law, whom a farik law. Rav Huna, he asked that kasha, and he answered it, right? They answered on him, and they answered it themselves. Whoever answers, a Shmuel father said, I know the answer to that question. That's not really such a question. Litzdadin katani. The Mishnah should be read with studin. Litzdadin means, I can't explain it. Rashi will say it's better than I can. See the Rashi, litzdadin katani? The Mishnah said four things. The Mishnah said that if you do Malika and then Mitzah, right, with Piggle, you're Chayav. So he said that doesn't mean that the Mitzah is Ma'akev. The Chayav part was going back on only on the Malika. That's what it's starting to mean. It's to break up the Mishnah. For example, look at Rashi. Shemalkan mashma atarvayhu. The Malika with mashma is going on both. Achata sa'ov va'ola sa'ov. Umi part lo koi el a'ola sa'ov. That was only going on the ola sa'ov. Ola sa'ov, everybody agrees, is ma'akev. Deles behaza. Because by an ola sa'ov, there is no haza. There is no first thing. It's just the mitzah. By an ola sa'ov. And nobody eats that. Elamitzu, it's only mitzui. Avachata sa'ov, v'ayachata sa'ov, dika hazah me'acha shalo, dika hazah, whether it is hazah, me'acha shalo, pigal v'hazah, since he didn't have a pigal thought then, lo matzi mefagal, but mitzui de mitzui ena ma'akev, you cannot have a pigal thought by the mitzui, because it's not ma'akev. You understand what will start to mean? Right, okay, very good. Gufa. Next. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. We learned in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, She'im Nishar Badam. Right? It says in the brides of Rabbi Shmuel that She'im Nishar Badar. What does that mean? That if you have leftover dam, then you can do, if you want to. In other words, Mitzui is not Ma'akev. If you have leftover dam and you would like to do Mitzui, that's wonderful. But not Ma'akev. However, that's exactly what we said on the base yesterday. However, Baha Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, but we learned in the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel, Hasam Shirayim Ma'akvin, that it is Ma'akev. so it's a stira. Vamar papa mitzu chata ta'ov ikka benayhu. But the difference is chata ta'ov. Anyway, it's a stira in Rabbi Shmuel. One brisa says the mitzu is not makiv. And one brisa says it is makiv. The Gemara answers, must be, that's the only way we can answer it, Trey Tanoi Valiba Rabbi Shmuel. There must be two versions of what Rabbi Shmuel said. Two different students heard differently. That's the only way to reconcile it. So it's not really a stira in Rabbi Shmuel, it's really a stira in the Talmud. Okay? Next Mishnah. I haven't figured out the order of this Mishnah. Because the Mishnah starts off, now we're going to talk about every other carbon out there. Right? Every other carbon out there, what's the story regarding the Ela? So, the first one on the list, Olas Ha'ov. Why do we start with Olas Ha'ov? Because the Metep started with Chatas Ha'ov. So, the Peret started with Chatas Ha'ov. So now we go to Olas Ha'ov. But Olas Ha'ov is like a detail. What about Ola or Chatas, the regular ones? We don't start like that, because there's not going to be that much discussion on them. So, Olas Ha'ov, an Olas Ha'ov, right? Mo'olin Ba, you can be over Me'ila, Misha Hukdisha, once it becomes Kodesh. In other words, as we said yesterday, you walk over to your backyard, you see a bird, and you say, "That I'm going to bring that for an Ola." A woman just had a baby, I'm going to bring that for an Ola. Olas Ha'ov. The minute you say that, it becomes Kodesh. So if somebody walks over and says, "Oh, you have that bird. I'm looking for that bird. I'll give you $1 million for that bird." $1 million, right? I can give a lot of kibbutz for $1 million. You sell that bird to the guy, the bird becomes Chulin, you were just over Me'ila, right? Even though it's alive. Nimlaka, once you do Malika, Hukshara, Lipasel, Bitzvulyom, now that you've done Malika, it becomes tame in the sense that a tful yom touches it, right? A tful yom touches it, umechus akipurim, right? Umechus akipurim, they become tame if they touch this bird. They become we said this yesterday. Lifsol betful yom umechus akipurim. They become pasul. In other words, they become tame again. But they can't make anything else coming. Right? Ubalina. If the dam of this bird was left overnight, right? The dam becomes pasul. Okay? Mitzah dama. Once you do the mitzah, which by an olas ha'ov, that's the only thing you do. There's no hazah by an olas ha'ov. You do mitzah. Now, chayav and alav, mishum pigel, nosar, vitame. Now you chayev for a pickle nosar tame, umoalin ba, and you can be over me'ila still, ad shetete lebeit hadeshen, until it goes out to the beit hadeshen. What does that mean? By an olas ha'ov, nobody eats it. So it never changed its status from going from Hashem to you. It stays Hashem. Nobody gets to eat it. So therefore, the me'ila never goes away. Until it goes to the Beit HaDesh until it's burnt. Once it's burnt, it's worthless. It's a bunch of ashes. We're going to have a machlok. It's a bunch of story with the ashes. Right? We're going to have a machlok. It's about that in the Gemara. Don't worry. So Rashi says, it's all the way on the bottom over there, the last Rashi in the skinny lines. Rashi says, the kivon, the kula kalil, since the entire bird gets burnt, the ein ba heter l'kahanim l'olam, no coin ever is allowed to eat this. So mo'olim ba, you're over me'ila, Adchet tisare kula until the whole thing is burned. V'tinatel me'afra trumas hadeshen, and they also take from these ashes. They take some of the deshen. They bring it. There's two trumas hadeshen. We'll get that also. The chesed v'heremas hadeshen. B'shul kivun rasis mitzvasa ein molim ba. Once I've done my mitzvah, which is what? Which is trumas hadeshen. The last thing to do. There's no more me'ila. Now, what does it mean when it said mitzvah dama chayav v'alav b'shul pigel notes of etame? That means very simply, if you did the malika with a machshavas pigle, right? You did the malika with a machshavas pigle. The rules of pigle by birds aren't different. You have to do everything perfectly. So doing the mitzvah perfectly will turn that pigle machshava into pigle, right? We learned it. If somebody had the pigle machshava by malika, I had a pigle machshava. All right, throw this one out. We'll get another one. That's not pigle. Right? Because pigle means you have to do everything perfectly. Right? No, sir. Now that you've done the mitzvah, now leave it over. Right? The difference between lun and noser is the lun is the blood and noser is the meat. That's the difference, right? Pigel noser and tame. Now it becomes kachim that a tame person is not allowed to eat. Right, so it's still meat. Just you're not allowed to eat it. How do you have noser? So you ate it. You ate it. You're not allowed to, but you did it. Right. Or it could be that we said this also, that you don't know. I don't want to say. I don't know. Yeah, in order to be overprivileged, you have to actually eat it. The Mizbeach eating it might be the equivalent of you eating it. Right. Okay. Next. Parm Hanisraf. You can see the same thing there. Parm Hanisraf. What are Parm Hanisraf? Parm Hanisraf are the par from Kippur, the par of a Kohen Gadol, the par where the whole Klal Yisrael makes a mistake. All these are never eaten. They're all Parm Hanisraf. And Seirim Hanisraf. Or goats that are burned. Like what? The Seir from Kippur, the Seir if somebody doesn't open a Vonzara, all these things. Right? Mol and Behen, Mishahok Tishu. Again, once you designate it as a carbon, you can't do anything else with it, you're over Me'ilah. Nishchatu, if you shech these carbonos, Hukshiru, Lipasel, Betzvil Yom, Umachusa Kippurim, Ubalina. You have just now made it possible for a Tzvil Yom, or Umachusa Kippurim, or Lina, to leave over the dam overnight, to make Tumah. Huza Daman, if you sprinkle the dam, now that you've sprinkled the dam, chayav and alav mishum pigel, no sir v'tame. Now you can be over pigel, again, that a bad machshava, and you do the hazah, meaning you do everything else right. Or no sir, even though it's not edible, these karbanos. But somehow you ate it. You left it over, you left over pizza and you ate it. That's no sir. It's called chayav kares. And, what's the last one? Tame. Right? Now that you, if a tame person will get kares if he eats kachem. Mol and Bahen, and you're over Me'ila, Bebeis Hadeshen, until the Beis Hadeshen. Why? Because it never leaves Hashem's domain. Why not? Because it's not edible. So it never becomes Mamon Bailim. Ad Shiyatech HaBasar, until the Basar becomes, rot away. Okay? That's the cutoff. Next. Ha'ola. What about an Ola? Now, why do they have an Ola to O, then the Parma, then back to Ola? I don't know. I don't know the order. Ha'ola, a regular Ola. Regular carbon Ola. Mol and Bar Misha Hukdisha. Again, it's Kodesh once you are Akdishing. That animal I'm going to bring for my Ola. Once you see that, you can't do anything with it. Now, Nishchata, once you shecht it, Hukshiro Li Pasel, B'Tful Yom. Again, you have now made it available for a Tzvil Yom, or Mechutz Kippur, or Belina, to become Tamei. Nizrak Daman, once you sprinkle the dam, Chayavin Alav Yishol Pigol Nosef Tamei, now, Be'ein Moalin Be'oros. You cannot be over Me'ila on the hide, because the hide belongs to you. Right? It's the only part that belongs to you. However, Avo Moalin Be'basar. But you can be over Me'ila on the Basar, that never belonged to you. Kavan Olas cannot be eaten. Ad Shetetei Lebeit HaDeshem. Until goes out to the base of Deshen. Once it goes out to the base of Deshen, it becomes ashes. We're going to have Machlokes anymore. What's the story with the ashes? Okay? Chatos, v'asham. A chatos, or an asham. V'zivche shalmei tibur. Right? All these karbanos. Molin behen, mishahokdashu. Again, you over me'ila once you are makdash them. Nishchatu, once you shech them. Hukshiru li pasel. L'tzvul yom. L'chutzik yipur. Ubalina. Right? Again, same story. Nizrak Damon, once you sprinkle the dam, Chayav Elav Mishum Pigel Nosef Etame. You're right? Now that you've done the sprinkling, you've completed the Avoda, now Pigel Nosef Etame will be possible. Ein Mol in Bebasar. It can't be Me'ila in the Basar because you're allowed to eat it now. Not you, the Kahanim are allowed to eat it. Someone's allowed to eat it. Avol Mol in Be'emurehen. But you can still be over Me'ila on the parts you're not allowed to eat. Right, we never said that yet. Off of that test. And we're busy with the meat. We said by Kachikalim. Kachikalim, it's Mammon yours, until the truth is Kachikachim also has Emurin. Kachikachim also has it. Every ad carbon has Emurin, right? So what's the story with Emurin? It's still not allowed, you're not allowed to touch, you're not allowed to eat that. You're not about enough from that. Therefore, it belongs to the Mizbeah, and you will be over me if you sell it. Again, until it gets burnt, until it becomes ashes. Next, Shtehalechem. What's Shtehalechem? The two loaves of Shavuot. Right? Two loaves of Shavuot. Molin behen, Mishahuktishu. No, they're not different. Look at that. Every avoda. You have Ila on the Shtehalechem once you makdish them. Take the two breads. Say, we're going to bake these breads for Shavuot. Right? Karmu batanur. Once they start to form in the oven, right, the shear is, they're called bread. They have a shear of bread now. Hukshiru, now, same story. Hukshiru li pasel b'tzvul yom, u'mechutz kipurim. Now, it says in the Mishnah, in parentheses, ubelina. It says Rashi, it's impossible. Why? Look at Rashi, one line Rashi. He says, karmu batanur, v'alek ubelina. It can't be lina here. Mishum, the shtehalechem, einechol, lo pachas mishtayim, v'lo yosar shlosha. You're allowed to eat it for 2 days. It was big Erev Shavuot, and you're allowed to eat it, and let's say, with the Shabbos over there in the middle, so you have an extra day. So there's a lina. Right? What happens if it leaves over the night after that? That's an osir problem. That's it. Right? So don't, lina, even though lina is really talking about the dam. The dam of the carbon was left overnight. I'm not, that's a Rashi, says, no. Lina, there can't be lina on the bread. We're not talking about the bread. So that's why it's in parentheses. I'm not sure what that statement means. And you check the carbon. The breads don't come in a vacuum on Shavuot. They're not brought in a vacuum. They're brought together with kavana, or kivse atzeret. So what does that statement mean? I don't know what that means. Okay, fine. Nizrak daman shel kvasim. Once you sprinkle the blood of the sheep, chayavin alav mishum pigal nosav v'tamei. Again, that will allow pigal nosav v'tamei to be possible. Vein behen mi'ila, and there is no mi'ila because you're allowed to eat them. The bread, yes, exactly, the bread. Yes. Okay. Lechem aponim. 12 loaves of every Shabbos, mol and bo, there is me'ilah, mishahuktash, once you makdish these 12 breads, there is me'ilah. Karam batanur, but they're baked in an oven, right? Hukshar li pasavu tzvul yom, chutzik kipurim, ulihi sader, al gabe shulchan. Now the Mishnah, no one has the word lina here now. Why? Because they're there for 9 days. Right, they put them on a Shabbos, they put them on a Shabbos, and they're not eating until next Shabbos. 8 days, whatever. Not eating until next Shabbos. There's no accompanying carbon. It's just bread. So there's no possibility of lina. There's no noser here. So, again, once you bake them, now, they have certain kedusha. So if it's like a mechutzah kifur, we'll touch it, it'll become tame. But there's no lina. And, fine. Karvu ha-bazichin, when you makriv the bazichin are spoons of spices. And on Shabbos, you would pour them, they're like liquid spices, I think, even salad. But you'd take the spoon, what? Granules, right. You'd pour them on the Mizbeah, but you don't pour salad. But whatever, you take them in the spoon, you spill it out onto the Mizbeah. Once you do that, you're going to piggle on the bazichin. That can big piggle on the bread. I'm pouring the bazichin with the intention to eat the bread next Wednesday. Right? Vein bo me'ila, and there is no me'ila. Why is there no me'ila? Because you're allowed to eat them. Right? Next. Hamenachos. What about covered minchas? Mol and behen mishukashu. No different. You're over me'ila once you designate them to be a covered mincha. You're allowed to eat what? It's bread? Sure you are. Lechem upon him. Every Shabbos. They eat it. No! Now that he's a bezichin. So, I don't know the stories of the bezichin. What? No, he's saying, what if you mow on the bazichin? I don't know. We're not talking about the bazichin, we're talking about the bread. What happens if you take the bazichin and you sell it? I don't know. You probably are over meal. Probably. Well, we weren't talking about that, we're talking about the bread. So the bread, you can't be over meal, you're allowed to eat it. Kachik, where am I up to? Haminchas, mow on the bishop tissue. Mincha, you cannot be over meal once you designate it to be special. Kachu bakli, you put in a kli, Kosher will be possible to be amachot kibum ubalina. By putting it in the kli is like shechita. Karav hakomet. Once you take the komet out of the bowl, and the komet goes on the mizbeach, chayav and lavish shapigal nosav etame. Right, you chayav. Now that you've done that, it's like mikra. Now any pigal noser etame will apply. They ain't maul and b'shirayim. You can't be maul the shirayim. Why not? Because you're allowed to eat that. Aval maul and b'komet. You are maul in the komet. You are be maul in that. Achi yetel beis adeshen until it goes out to the beis adeshen. Okay, so it's a pretty easy mishnah. Good. Now, Itmar, we learned the following. Hanana mi'afar tapuach shagabe mizbeach. What if you have hana from the pile of ashes on top of the mizbeach? Do you have hana from that? You take those ashes and sell it to a farmer, use it for fertilizer. What's the story with that? Rav Amar in molen bo. There's no me'ila there. Rabbi Yochanan Amar molen bo. You're still over me'ila. Now, what? So one second. Lifnei trumas hadeshen. If it's before the trumas hadeshen, now there are two trumas hadeshen. There's one trumas hadeshen where they would take deshen ashes and put it on the side of the mizbeach, and there's another one when they got too big, they would take it outside the city somewhere. So lifnei trumas hadeshen. If it's before trumas hadeshen, kuli amalo pligi demolim. Now there's no shaila yamol. There's no shaila. Why? Why is there no shaila? It belongs to you. Keep pligi achat trumas hadeshen. After the trumas hadeshen, Rav Amar ein molin bo. Why not? Hari nasa mitzvasa. You've already done your mitzvah. There's nothing more to do here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, not true. There's still trumas hadeshen outside the city. And kivon dekasav, since the pasuk says v'lavash hakohen midobad, that the kohen gadol has to wear special clothing. True, it's less fancy clothing than he wears when he does avoda, right? Because the cook doesn't wear the same clothing as the butler, right? That's true. However, given the tzarech of big day kahuna, since you require big day kahuna, what does that let you know? That lets you know that we're still busy over here. The kedusha se koi. You're still busy doing kedusha things. It's still holy work over here. So of course you're over me'ila. Now you want to go to that garbage dump outside the city? That's a different story. We're not talking about that. Well, you want to go to the garbage dump and collect the deshen? That maybe you could do. But not on the mizbeach. There's still more to do. So it's a machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, mol and behen, you're over me'ila, achi yeti lebeis hadeshen. Until you go out to the beis hadeshen. What do we say? Like, for example, like ola. The whole thing is burnt. So you're over me'ila till you go to the kasha l'rav. Is that kashan Rav? What did Rav say? Rav said, no, there's no me'ila. What are you talking about? The Mishnah said you are. Look at Rashi, the last Rashi, the second to last Rashi on the page. Tanan, molin bo, mashma, afal pisha, nitruma, trumas hadeshen, molin bo. Even though we took the trumas hadeshen off, you're still mol, until you go outside the city. So Gemara answers, amalok Rav. Rav answers, adche te ro'e lebeis hadeshen. What does that mean? Until it's roi, Rashi, last Rashi on the page, hainu ad haromas trumas hadeshen. Until you remove the truma. Aval achar shetaram trumas hadeshen. Once you do trumas hadeshen, oso hanishar, whatever's left there, hayaroi v'omeid lateis hadeshen, v'shuv ein bo me'ila, v'haynu rav. In other words, I've done trumas hadeshen already. Just still left over here. You don't have to take every single ass. You take whatever amount. Whatever's left, that has no kedusha anymore. Correct, I think so. And then maybe even went outside the city. But you still have dashes on the mizbeach. I've done my mitzvah today, or this week, whenever you used to do it. I don't know if it was every day. Exactly. Just you have to just make them out less. Now, very difficult question here. It says, Meisve, we have a kasha. The kasha is from Zvachim. Because the Mishnah in Zvachim on the paper says like this. The kulon shepaku me'al gabe mizbeach lo yachzer. If the Mishnah in Zvachim is talking about, let's say a pasul carbon for whatever reason got up on the mizbeach somehow. Pasul carbon got up. So the halacha is, once it's up there, we leave it up there. What if a piece of meat flies off? You have to put that back up. shouldn't have been there to begin with. So, the Mishnah says, the kulan shepaku me'agabim mizbech lo yachter. If it didn't really belong there, but we have a din, let it stay here. Now it shot off, it fell off, you don't put it back. Right? Dechein, also, gacheles here means a wooden log, you know. Shepaka me'agabim mizbech lo yachter. Right? Again, if that one of those logs fell off, you don't return it. Ha, agabe mizbeach, yachzir. But, it's a diuk. But, if it didn't fall off the mizbeach, just it fell off from one part of the mizbeach, that you would return. Look at Rashi. The Rashi is a little down where we are, where it says, min ha'aretz agabe mizbeach, hu de lo yachzir. Ha, agabe mizbeach, kigon, for example. Shepaka mitzadesh al mizbeach l'tar acher, shebemizrach. The log fell from here and it rolled, I don't know, it rolled 10 feet over there on the Mizbeach. What is the diuk? Diuk is yachter. Put it back where it's supposed to be. Now, umidika daikin on the yachter, since we're medayek, doesn't say to return this, we're medayek, that you return it, mashma, demolimbo, it's mashma, you can be over me'ila, afilu la'achar trumas hadeshen, even after the trumas hadeshen. Behind the Rabbi Yochanan, the Kashal Rav. You hear what we just said? We said that after Trubas Hadeshen, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're still chayav. Why? Because there's still work to be done. To hear what happened, the log is supposed to be in the center, and somehow the moist rushes, the moisture inside the log makes it shoot out. So it shot out, but it didn't fall off the Mizbeach. It's just not 20 feet away on the side of the Mizbeach. So what's the Medayek? If it fell off, you don't have to return it. But if it didn't fall off, it almost fell off. You can't return it. But if it fell off, it didn't fall off, it fell off to the side, put it back in the center. What do you see from that? That falling off to the side is like we're done, and yet we can still put it back. So what do you see? That Trumas Hadeshen is not the end all. It's not the end. And therefore you'd be chayav even afterwards the Kashan Rav. Huh? Very tough question. So Amalek Rav answers, no, it's totally different. Shiny gachelas, gachelas is different. The isbe mashasha, it has something to it. It has substance to it. Ashes are nothing. Not only that answer is so strong that they turn around as a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Ikad amar la lahakita. Some ask it like this: Taima, the whole reason why you bring the gachelas back to the center is mishum the gachelas the isbe mashasha. Because the gachelas has substance. Ha'afar, the less be mashasha, but afar that doesn't have any, afilu l'gab b'mizbeach, ain't molenbo. He would not be over me at all. Bishlom al-Rav, l'b'yokhan an-kasha. How could Rebbechan say that? But ashes is different. Ashes is the same. It's totally different. By the gachelas, it has some substance to it. So I would say, it's still me'ilier. Amalach b'yokhan an, hu adin dafilu afar. Now I really, the same din by afar. I said, why are we making a big deal, a big fuss about the gachelas? Behind the time of the kani gachelas, kasi bashmeinon dafilu gachelas isbe mashasha. And even a gachelas that has substance, kipakom agav mitzbeach lo yachzer. If it falls off the mitzbeach, even though it has substance to it, it doesn't go back. That's the big chiddush. Okay. Good. Yeah, let's say. So therefore. No. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, why on earth are you being such a fuss about gachelas? It's actually the same story. No, if it fell off totally, you don't have to return it. I had something. You still don't have to return it. Okay. Now, a whole new topic now. Itmar. Listen to this. Hanena mi basar kache kachim. If someone has hana from kache kachim, l'fnei zrikas damim. For this week. In other words, you had an animal, you set it aside, and then you sold it to somebody. So you had an oil, you made money. Or, ume'imure kachekalim, or from the imure of kachekalim, la'acha zrikas dam. After the zrika, those imure now belong to Hashem. And you go ahead and you sell them on eBay. So you're not allowed to do that. You're over me'ila. So Rav Amar, Rav said, now here's the question. The question is, what do you have to do now? You have to bring a carbon. You have to pay what you took away from Hesed, plus a fifth. Now, what do you do with that? money and the tip. Forget the carbon me'ili you have to bring. What do you do with the money? Now, there are two choices. Either you can do something where the kohanim get something, like a carbon shlamin, right? Or where they don't get something. So why should the kohanim benefit? They didn't lose out from your me'ila. Only Hashem lost out. Right? So why should you do something? It's a machloket. And so Rav Amar, Masha Nene, what the amount that you had Hana plus the fifth, Yiplu L'Nadava. Bring it as an Adava. In other words, give a donation. What will they do with this money? When the Mitzvah is idle, they'll bring extra Kavanah so they should keep busy. Levi Amar, no. Yovi Dover should cool all the Mitzvah. Bring something that the Mitzvah eats it all up. In other words, the Kohanim don't get anything. Now, Tani Kabbalah de Levi. We have a bride that says like Levi. Me'ila zu lehechan holechet. What do you do with the money you have to bring for Me'ila? Halamid in lefne chacham. Those that learn in front of the chacham said, Yavi davar shekulo mizbeach. Bring something that's kulo mizbeach. My nihu, what is that? Kitoreth. Bring a kitoreth. Spend the money on kitoreth. It's a whole kasha. How on earth can a yachid bring kitoreth? How's that even possible? What do you get kitoreth? How do you get, walk in with kitoreth? What do you mean, sponsor it? That's the Beit HaMikdash. Every day they brought kitoreth. How on earth are you walking in with kitoreth? Has it happened? What? No, you're not allowed to. The whole thing. What does it mean? You buy the components. No, but then you're buying it for the Beit HaMikdash. How can a carbon yachid apply for the carbon tiber? It's a very good question how this works. They ask other questions. I heard it's over here. Say for it. Sefer called Takanas Ezra. By the way, Tosfos asked that question: how can a Yachid bring Ketores? It's a Tosfos in Menachos, and he answers that he answers what you all saying that you donated to the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, then there's another question: how can a Yachid what? Right. The other question that he asks is the Sefer called Takanas Ezra. He asks, there are other things that you bring that the Kohanim don't get from. For example, what else? Lavona, or Minchas Nesachim. There are other things you can bring. What? Wood, wine. These types of things you can bring. Why would Dr. pick from Ketores? No, they get to hide. Rashi says that. Someone says that. You can't get to Ola, they get to hide. They get it. Now, by the way, Tanakh comes to Durab. Also, I don't know if you can just bring it also voluntarily. Me'ila? No, you don't get curry. You have to pay. Yeah. Such a hard receptor, such an easy avira, right? You have to be a carbon me'ila, an asha me'ila, right? Tani kabasa de rab. There's a price, by the way, that supports rab. It's a tanana mid-demei chatas mid-demei asham. If you have enough from the dam before it's load to karva, chatato, if it hasn't been brought yet, then what do? Yosef, b'yavi chatato. Just spend more money. Spend that extra money on the same chaz they had to bring anyway. Achilo karva shamo. If you didn't bring it yet, Yosef, v'yavi ashamo. Right? Add it on. Right? Look up. Yeah, we haven't been to do this, Rashi. Rashi says, it's like almost halfway down in the fat line. Hachikama. If no deloshin enemy hen, if you found out you did be'ila, achilo laka katato, before you bought the animal, shadayin lo kana hachatas min adamim shehifrish, you didn't yet use the money to buy the chatas, then Moshev high carrot v'chomesh, add on the carrot and chomesh, shechayev v'shvil shemal, that you have to bring because you did me'ila, al hanu mos, the paishi, on this money that you set aside, shalom mo'al behen, so you didn't do me'ila yet, v'yavi chatasu me'elu u'me'elu, and you bring the money, and you may have from both sets of money, v'hu adin, namil asham, same story for the asham. So what did you do me'ila with? Set aside money. What did you do me'ila with? With the money? What did you do me'ila with? You didn't buy an animal yet. So where's the me'ila? The money? I should have the money. Fine. So what does he mean when he says, okay, karva chatato, what if you already brought the chatas? Now what do you do with the money? The answer is, yelchu liyamamela. You have to throw it into the ocean. To the Yamamelech. Why? Because it has the equivalent of a chatos that you got kapara from another chatos. And the rule is that a chatas, that you got kafar for another chatas, is one of the five chatas that have to die. Right? So the money is the same story. The money also, so to speak, has to die. You throw it in the river. Make sense? Exactly, it's a waste. Karav Hashamo, what about an asham? That yipul in the dava. That can go for the dava. Why? Because an asham that you already got another kapar from the asham. Right? You had an asham, you lost it, you got an asham number two, then you find asham number one. What do you do with asham number two? You don't have to let it die. Now, halacha is, if it would be a chatas that would have to die, the asham wait for it to get a mum. Then, so be it. Let the money, so to speak, get a mum. Hananami kachi kachim will say zrikas damim. If you have hanah from kachi kachim before the zrika, who may mure kachi kalim la'achar zrikas damim, ma shenene yipul nadava. Whatever you have hanah, that goes for nadava. Kol kabanas ha-mizbeach le-mizbeach. If it was a carbon for a mizbeach, then the money gets used to buy a carbon. Kabanos kachi berek habayis. What does it mean? Kabanos kachi berek habayis. What does that mean? You donated an animal that should be a carbon for Berek Abayis, and you shouldn't have done that. Then LeBerek Abayis, it goes to Berek Abayis. Kabanos Tzibor, LeDavas Tzibor. Kabanos Tzibor, go for Tzibor. So one more minute. Hagup Akasha. It's Akasha. Achelo Karva Chatoso. Achelo Karva Chatoso. Yosef, Viavi Chatoso. Right? What'd we say? If you didn't bring the Chatos yet, ate on the money, you bring a bigger Chatos. Misha Karva Chatoso, Yechol LeDavamela. Once he bought it already, it goes, they have to throw the money in the garbage. For Katani, but then we said, call a kabonos ha-mizbeach, le-mizbeach. Lo shnod di-chapa b'ayla, lo shnod lo-hech, lo-hech. It doesn't make a difference. What's the pshat? So the Gemara says, Reisha Rav Shimon hi. Reisha Rav Shimon, the Amar kol chatos ha-shechim ha-bala ha-tambos. And Seifa Rabbanon. And the Seifa is the Rabbanon. Right, Amar of Gvil, Gvil got the big Gvil, Rav Ashi, Hakir Marbaya, Reisha Rav Shimon, the Seifa Rabbanon. It's a machlokas. As Rashi, the top Rashi points out, Reisha, Damar Yechel Yomelach, Chatzav Shimon, Damar, Chatzav Shechir Bola Tomos. The Sefer, Damar, Kol, Kavonos, HaMizbech, LeMizbech, Af, Adaf, Dichapa, Bailim, Rabbanah, Hid, Damar, Ein, Chatzav, Meitza, El, Osa, Sha'avda, Venintas, Acha, Kapara. But the money would not have to go get thrown in the ocean. The money, you could buy a carbon. Alright? Very good. So we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow by Amar Rabbah.